A lecturer at the Department of Social Work of the University of Ghana, Akosua Ajimang, has called for strong social protection policies to cater for the needs of vulnerable children. She says the country needs to go back and strengthen the extended family system, which used to serve as a social protection unit. Until this is done, the country will continue to encounter problems, especially with regards to abuse of children. Madam Ajimang spoke to Georgia Sekri on Behind the News.
The extended family system initially was taking care of all these problems. You will not have a child in a family without anybody taking care of that child. But now we are moving from this extended family to nucleation, and we leave our children, we go to work, we go to our marketplaces. Most of the children you see on the street, they have mothers, they have fathers, but work has taken them away, and the children are also doing whatever they want to do outside. That social protection system that we have is now dwindling, and if we want to go back to the days where we were each other's keeper, then we need to go back to the extended family system, strengthen it in such a way that each of us can take care of any child that comes out of that family. And so we do that, we continue to have this problem that we are having.
How do we prevent it from further deteriorating on that trend?
Let us, you know, sensitize people to realize that your brother's child is your child. Where we cannot do it, then the government must come in. We don't have a strict policy that caters for children. So the Department of Social Welfare is there. They are not well resourced. They don't have the capacity to do all these things that other NGOs are doing to bring about all these problems that we are having. So if we want to strengthen it, then one way we can do is to go back to government, let there be policies in place so that the Department of Social Welfare, who are mandated to do this work, will be strengthened to do it. And then also collaboration with NGOs and then training institutions.
Madam, does it sound normal for a parent? Sometimes they are both alive and they will send their child or children to an orphanage.
It does not sound right, but that is what is happening. Those children in the orphanages are not children whose parents are dead. We have about 50% of the children in the various orphanages with their parents alive, but because of poverty, they drive these children there. It's just like school feeding. They will ask them to go eat and come home because they don't have the money. And so when you see them plenty at school, that doesn't mean that it has increased enrollment or attendance. They are only going to eat, and when they finish, they come back home. But then we make noise as if something is being done. Nothing is being done. And we should face the fact and say that, look, we have a problem. We have a crisis that we need to deal with. But we think that anything goes for politics, or we talk to stuff and we do nothing.
Madam Ajimang was, however, against the closure of the Bodjuasi orphanage, even though what happened there was unfortunate. She said government should rather resource the orphanage and employ qualified personnel to man it.
I don't think it is the right option now for closure. Now, the reason is some of the children, but you go there and there may not be any proper records as regards to how the children come to the orphanage. And so if you say they should go, where should they go? Do they all have their parents around Bodjuasi? So we have to take time. Now the case is, everybody is talking about it. But let us take our time, go into it. What happened there wasn't right, but at least the government can put it right by doing certain things, maybe going for the proper records and trying to resource the home, setting other personnel to man the home, rather than saying that I'm closing up. If you close up right now, where do you take the children?